Chapter 16. The Top 13 New Rich Mistakes. If you don't make mistakes, you're not working on hard enough problems, and that's a big mistake. Frank Vilcek, 2004 Nobel Prize winner in physics. Ho imparato che niente impossibile, e anche che quasi niente è facile. I've learned that nothing is impossible, and that almost nothing is easy. Articolo 31. Italian rap group, Un Orlo. Mistakes are the name of the game in lifestyle design. It requires fighting impulse after impulse from the old world of retirement-based life deferral. Here are the slip-ups you will make. Don't get frustrated. It's all part of the process. 1. Losing sight of dreams and falling into work for work's sake, W4W. Please listen to the introduction and next chapter of this book whenever you feel yourself falling into this trap. Everyone does it, but many get stuck and never get out. 2. Micromanaging and emailing to fill the time. Set the responsibilities, problem scenarios and rules, and limits of autonomous decision-making, then stop, for the sanity of everyone involved. 3. Handling problems your outsourcers or co-workers can handle. 4. Helping outsourcers or co-workers with the same problem more than once, or with non-crisis problems. Give them if-then rules for solving all but the largest problems. Give them the freedom to act without your input, set the limits in writing, and then emphasize in writing that you will not respond to help with problems that are covered by these rules. In my particular case, all outsourcers have at their discretion the ability to fix any problem that will cost less than $400. At the end of each month or quarter, depending on the outsourcer, I review how their decisions have affected profit and adjust the rules accordingly, often adding new rules based on their good decisions and creative solutions. 5. Chasing customers, particularly unqualified or international prospects, when you have sufficient cash flow to finance your non-financial pursuits. 6. Answering email that will not result in a sale or that can be answered by a FAQ or autoresponder. For a good example of an autoresponder that directs people to the appropriate information and outsourcers, email info@brainquicken.com. 7. Working where you live, sleep, or should relax. Separate your environments. Designate a single space for work and solely work, or you will never be able to escape it. 8. Not performing a thorough 80-20 analysis every 2 or 4 weeks for your business and personal life. 9. Striving for endless perfection rather than great or simply good enough, whether in your personal or professional life. Recognize that this is often just another W4W excuse. Most endeavors are like learning to speak a foreign language. To be correct 95% of the time requires 6 months of concentrated effort, whereas to be correct 98% of the time requires 20 to 30 years. Focus on great for a few things and good enough for the rest. Perfection is a good ideal and direction to have, but recognize it for what it is, an impossible destination. 10. Blowing minutiae and small problems out of proportion as an excuse to work. 11. Making non-time-sensitive issues urgent in order to justify work. How many times do I have to say it? Focus on life outside of your bank accounts, as scary as that void can be in the initial stages. If you cannot find meaning in your life, it is your responsibility as a human being to create it, whether that is fulfilling dreams or finding work that gives you purpose and self-worth, ideally a combination of both. 12. Viewing one product, job, or project as the end-all and be-all of your existence. Life is too short to waste, but it is also too long to be a pessimist or nihilist. Whatever you're doing now is just a stepping stone to the next project or adventure. Any rut you get into is one you can get yourself out of. Doubts are no more than a signal for action of some type. When in doubt or overwhelmed, take a break and 80-20 both business and personal activities and relationships. 13. Ignoring the social rewards of life. Surround yourself with smiling, positive people who have absolutely nothing to do with work. Create your muses alone if you must, but do not live your life alone. Happiness, shared in the form of friendships and love, is happiness multiplied.